Back on Quick Slant this morning, we're joined by Christian Tadros from Sam's Health Mart Pharmacies, Randolph County Sheriff Mark Nichols, and Moberly Police Chief Troy Link. We're talking about the end of drug take back, and Chief, it's coming up in a big hurry. When's it going to be? Where's it going to be?
It's going to be October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. will be the drop-off times. Drop-off locations have it changed. The Moberly Police Department at 300 North Clark will be one. The other one will be at Sam's Health Mart on Highway 24 West. So you can bring your medications in. You can bring anything in, actually, as long as it's drug related. We don't take hypodermic needles, at least can't go into the disposals, and they would really like not to have any of the inhalers, because those things apparently explode in the incinerator and makes people nervous. But anything else, we'd be happy to take, drop off, no questions asked. We'll put it in a bin and get it shipped to the DEA for destruction.
All right, this is a real cooperative effort, isn't it, to make this happen?
Absolutely. Between us, the Sheriff's Department, and Sam's Health Mart, we all get together twice a year, usually in April and again in October, and we do the take-back. It's to get it out of cabinets and to get it properly disposed of.
All right, Sheriff, what kind of numbers do we got? How effective has this program been?
Well, Bob, this will be the 17th program that we've had since inception, and they've collected nationwide 11,800 pounds of prescriptions and unwanted over-the-counter medications. Last year alone, the state of Missouri collected 937,000 pounds. So it is a worthwhile program, and we're getting the prescriptions, keeping them out of the wrong hands and disposing of them properly.
All right, so what are we seeing locally? Are we seeing more, are we seeing less, or is it basically holding steady?
Well, actually, when the program started, we knew that it was going to be a large amount at first, and then we were hoping that it tapered down. And there for a couple of years, it did taper down, but it stays at it maintains around the same area, around 350, 400 pounds.
All right, Christian, how valuable a program is this? You deal with this medication every day.
Sure. This is it's a nationwide issue. Prescriptions are a mainstay of healthcare in this country, and so many medications are distributed throughout the country to people, most of which, the vast majority of which, are really helping improve quality of life. But as we all know, not all medications end up being the right dose, the right type of medication for people, and so it's not uncommon for people to have leftover medications, unnecessary medications, or medications that simply just go out of date, that pose health hazards in the household. These are medications that can be pilfered by friends and family that may have drug addictions or ulterior motives. Certainly, the little ones in the household who might see these medications as, say, candy, are certainly put at risk. And then the risk of somebody taking something that's not fully potent anymore could lead to a bad health outcome as well.
All right, that's something we don't talk about a whole lot, but if someone goes through their drug cabinet and sees something from 1987, it's probably not a good idea to try and take it.
Yeah, there are shelf lives on these medications. Potencies that are determined by the manufacturers that produce these medications, they have an obligation to ensure that the products that they distribute have a potency through a certain time frame. And subsequently, the pharmacists that dispense these medications certainly want to make sure that the medications are fully potent so the patients get the full benefit of the medication they take. From a consumer side or a patient side, I think we all can attest to wanting to take a medication that's fully potent rather than something that's deteriorated or doesn't deliver the medication in an intended way, which could also cause a bad outcome, or just simply, if you need a critical medication because you're having a heart attack and that medication is not fully potent, you're probably not going to get through that heart attack very, very, very smoothly. So, it's just like with food. We want to have the freshest, most potent type of things in our cabinet when it comes to medications.
All right. So, Chief, what happens to this stuff once it's collected at the drug take back?
We package it up and get it transported to the DEA for destruction. In the years past, we have mailed it, and this year they're going to have a drop-off location, several of them in and around Missouri and nationwide for that matter, which we'll take it to them, and then it will eventually make it to the DEA destruction site. It would be incinerated, is my understanding.
All right, it's important to mention to folks, hey, no questions asked when you bring stuff in for this.
That's correct. Now, if you bring a pound of weed in, we're going to ask questions.
All right, what about methamphetamine? If
we're going to ask questions about that too, Bob. But if it's, you know what, we're not going through sacks. We don't care about what's necessary in the bag. It's on your honesty not to put needles in the bags, not to put the inhalers in the bags. Now, some things like EpiPens and things like that, they have the retractable needle. Those are acceptable, and those go straight into the destruction without problem. They just don't want the exposed needles. We will have sharps containers at both locations, so if you have those, then they'll go into those, and those go to a different destruction method. But put it in a Walmart bag, drop it off. You don't have to worry about peeing the labels. None of that. We're not sorting it. We're not logging it. We're not categorizing it. It's just going into the bag, and then we box it up and ship it to the get it transported to the DEA.
And Sheriff, I imagine you get calls throughout the year, hey, what do I do with this stuff? Well, here's your opportunity.
Well, absolutely. However, throughout the year, if they miss one of the collection dates, then we will actually take that and store that in our evidence until the following collection date.
All right, Christian, one thing we need to mention, too, is that people can get into this stuff, and it's not good for them, but animals can get into it, too, can't they?
Sure. We have to remember our friends and family that are our pets and even livestock if they get access to something thrown out in the field. These types of medications don't just have an impact on human biology. They can affect pet biology as well. So we think about them. We need to think about the environment as well, the way these medications are destroyed. It's done in an eco-friendly manner through an EPA-certified incinerator, which is the preferred method for destruction of these types of medications so that they don't get into the streams and land where we grow our crops and affect the wildlife and game.
All right, when the four of us were young, 2 or 3 years ago, we were told, go ahead and flush it down the toilet. It's not a good idea to do that, is it?
It's not the preferred method for most drugs, if not all drugs. The intent, and again, that when we get into the water treatment facilities and sanitation runs, some of these medications and active ingredients are just simply not called out or filtered out before the water returns into the natural state. So that, again, is one of the ways. This is one of the ways that we keep and reduce the amount of Prozac floating around in the fish.
All right, dates and times again. Where's it going to be?
Okay, so the
same location, same time.
Same location, same time. One location will be at the Moberly Police Department on Clark Street and at our pharmacy on Highway 24 in Moberly.
Okay, and Sheriff, what are the dates for it again, or the day for it?
26th of October, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, and if it is a little bit cooler, you're going to move everything inside, right?
That's what the plan is.
All right. Talk about the Drug Take Back Program this morning on Quicksland today.